Before you begin to relax very deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about feeling overwhelmed in life. It's a busy world out there, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed. When you feel overwhelmed, you have a sense that there is just too much stuff, and things have got out of control. Life is just too much for you. When you feel overwhelmed, you may have a sense of rising panic. Being overwhelmed can quickly lead to total exhaustion, and of course, guilt, because you are not doing everything that needs to be done. It's one thing to be stretched in life. We all need to have challenges and goals. We can gain a lot of satisfaction from knowing we are working to our best ability and enjoying life because of it. But it's quite another thing to be stressed rather than stretched. You can become overwhelmed when there are just too many demands on your energy and time. Too many people and demands that you simply can't say no to. And it's not just you. Modern life as a whole is increasingly overwhelming, generating the feeling that life is just too demanding and stressful. Emails, texts, calls, wherever you happen to be, partners, parents, kids, colleagues, you can feel like you're going crazy trying to keep up with them all. We all have more and more to juggle, more things to learn how to use, more people to contact or look after, and more expectations placed on us. To negotiate life, you need what they call a work-life balance. You need to be able to plan, cope, and defer things to later, which means prioritizing. You also need the ability to compartmentalize, a skill which will diminish the feeling of being overwhelmed immediately. When you compartmentalize your time, you allocate your time, resources, and control not just to what you do, but also what you think about. So when it's time for you to rest and have fun, you shut out all the thoughts of your work and commitments. Simple and effective. You can stop feeling overwhelmed when you abandon perfectionism and set yourself reasonable standards that will allow you to know when good is good enough for you to leave it alone. You can stop feeling overwhelmed when you set a protective boundary around your time and insist that it is respected. Someone once said that the formula for failure is to try and please everyone. This session will get you feeling relaxed, back in control of your life, and much more able to manage. And you know that feeling, do you not, of closing those eyes just before that wonderful sleep time, that moment where you can begin to relax, allowing that mind to clear away any thoughts from the day, a time where you can begin to rest and recuperate, allowing that body to take some time out to rest and repair. Such a comfortable moment. As you begin to relax more deeply, noticing that with each breath in and out, you can notice how everything can begin to slow. Each part of you beginning to slow down and relax deeply. Noticing how your shoulders can become so comfortably relaxed. Those arms and feet gently resting, that stomach digesting, that calming relaxation, allowing it to flow from within, reaching every cell. And perhaps you can imagine that relaxation speaking to those parts of the body, telling them to take whatever time they need to learn how it feels to relax even more, allowing that mind to really let go of the thought of trying to hold on, as there is no need to do anything at all. Mind can just gently drift anywhere at all, letting go of those sensations, those thoughts and images, just enjoying the wonderful feeling being deeply relaxed and calm. That mind beginning to drift like a bubble on a warm breeze, dancing gently in the air, the light shining from its surface, floating effortlessly, beginning to make its journey, perhaps drifting above the heads of flowers dancing in the air, their intoxicating scents floating on a warm breeze, perhaps gently brushing their soft petals. How the pollen can escape from the center of the flower, drifting in the air. Noticing what color they are, and how those colors can change with a changing light. How the perfumed pollen can drift like a haze of color, or maybe drifting over a beautiful stream, tinged by the color of the sky above, perhaps a vivid blue, or maybe fluffy clouds dotted around the calming sound of that water, burbling along the bed of the stream, meandering on its journey, or perhaps drifting to a wonderful beach. Sand as white as snow, glistening so brightly in the sunshine. Noticing how the feel of the warmth of the sun can begin to warm that skin, sinking in deeper through those pores, warming you from the outside in. Allowing you to feel so relaxed and comfortable. The sound of the waves gently lapping on the shore, tipped with white foam, creating shapes and patterns in the sand. The sound of trees rustling in a warm breeze. As you can just relax for a few moments. And rest on those sands of time. And that mind can choose wherever it wants to be, just like it does during dream time, taking you to new places. Perhaps places you've visited before, perhaps one of those places you've experienced recently, allowing you to experience new journeys. And whichever place that may be, traveling there now on that magic bubble, feeling the air against the skin, and coming to rest in that wonderful place, taking a few moments to really experience what it is about that place that allows you to feel so deeply relaxed and comfortable. Colors, the shapes, the sounds that surround you, the feel of the ground beneath you, the aromas in the air, really breathing in that calming relaxation. And as you continue to relax, you can notice how each and every part of your body is resting so easily and naturally, and how this relaxation isn't the least bit overwhelming for that unconscious mind or that body, because you know exactly how it works. As each breath breathes in further and deepening calm within. And and that mind can be like a spinning top, whirling around, spinning from left to right, or right to left, and left right on its own. Every spinning top just begins to naturally slow down and eventually stop to rest calmly, getting an image of that spinning top in your mind, noticing its size, aware of its color, and how, as that top furiously spins, you can notice how that color can change with the light and the speed. And as the top begins to slow down, bit by bit, you can notice that second by second, you can feel even more relaxed, slowing down even more now, feeling so relaxed and calm. And by the time it stops, you can notice how absolutely relaxed you are. And you don't have to switch off just yet, as your mind can still be busy to some extent through sheer force of habit just for a little while. And I would like you to imagine a beautiful seascape, particles of sand gleaming in the sunlight, the waves moving to shore like white horses from out at sea, surrounded by many rocks and caves, noticing their structure, their size, their texture, the wonderful sky above you, perhaps a beautiful clear blue sky, or maybe just tinged with wispy clouds. The feel of the air against your skin, and how you can even taste that salty air. And as the waves arrive on the shore, how the spray can drift in the sunlight, creating a wonderful rainbow of colors. And if you catch it at the right time, in this place, so much in it, yet so calm and serene. Such a relaxing place to be. Getting the sense of being able to gently drift above your life after the count of three, just like that calming bubble. And one, and two, and three, gently floating on the warm air above, and looking down at the many strands of your life, all the different people, activities, and jobs that are connected with your life, and seeing this from a great distance, perhaps noticing the colors of those strands that make up the patchwork of your life. Noticing very clearly that some strands are more important than others. That wonderful realization, it's obvious to you now. And noticing that if you leave some of those strands alone, you can become aware how this actually helps situations sometimes. Great. And after the count of three, drifting back down to that relaxing seascape. And one, and two, and three. Excellent. Beginning to get a picture in your mind of a filing cabinet. And perhaps this filing cabinet is alphabetical, or maybe it's filed by color. And right now, beginning to file away the stuff that you need to do, putting it away in that mind filing cabinet until such a time as you need to take it out of that compartment. And you can relax, because everything is safe in its compartment, and that unconscious mind will be filing and compartmentalizing for you, even when you're not consciously aware of this, allowing you to feel calmer and more in control about all kinds of things. Getting a picture of that bubble before you, and within that bubble, you can allow a picture to begin to form. The colors swirling to form a picture of times in your future, a future full of better times, where you are instinctively prioritizing, just knowing what not to do more of the time, being protective of all of your own needs, relaxing and enjoying life so much more. And after the count of three, drifting gently right into that future to really experience the new and better times ahead. And one, and two, and three. Noticing the differences in you, how this changes everything around you, just how much more relaxed you are about life, using that instinct so effectively, prioritizing, knowing what not to do more of the time, really experiencing these better times. And you can experience listening to this many times, getting something new from it each and every time. And in a few moments, just coming back to the room, knowing that your unconscious mind will be naturally and instinctively making changes. As you become aware of the support beneath that back, noticing the sounds and aromas in the room around you, and opening those eyes, coming back to the room, feeling relaxed and comfortable.